Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the California Angels, George Brunette. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Rogers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Angels. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball towards center. Agee settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Agee. Knoop moves to second. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Angels. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Angels. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Ward reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 4-2, Angels. Pete Cimino now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rogers and he is out, Schall applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. There goes Ward. The throw from Rogers to second, and Ward is out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McNairtney to Hansen covering second. The throw back to home, and Rogers is out at the plate. Johnstone moves to second. One out. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimino strikes out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Angels. Bruce Howard now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cimino covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fregosi. The throw from McNairtney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. Reichardt moves to second. It's 6-2, Angels. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimino strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Shaw moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shaw scores. Cardenal moves to third. Mincher moves to second. It's 7-2, Angels. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi misplays the ball. That's an error on Fregosi. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. John Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimino hits a pop-up towards the mound. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.